All right. Good or y'all good? An abbreviated sugya. I think we all understand, and we should understand, that in a shutfis, if they both want to sell, or even if one wants to sell, you don't need a sugya in the Gemara. If they both want to sell, you sell, and you split the profits. If one wants to sell, you know, that one sells, and the other one buys. You only need a sugya of good or your good in a case we have two shutfim, and neither wants to sell. Both say that they'd like to keep the business or the property, whatever the case may be. That's the only time that you need a sugya of good or your good. So in this case, Rabbi Yehuda has this chiddush that you can force good or yogurt, which normally we would try to figure out why it should be that way. They both. Sorry. In a case where neither wants to sell, right? Where neither wants to sell. Now, if they want to keep it b'shutfis, you don't have good or yogurt. If you want to break the shutfis, so that's the chiddush. The whole chiddush of this parak is that of the sugya is that you can't force someone to stay in a shutfis. And mainly you do good or yogurt. As I mentioned yesterday, the makar of good or yogurt is not so clear. Yeah, some rishonim that say it's kind of the rabbanon or masakin, business practice. Some would say it's a din d'oraisa. I think the Tshuva Sarash uses a lashon. It's a din of kaifin amida sedayim to do good or yogurt. I tell you, look, I have a right to break up the business. So now, good or yogurt, either I'll pay you $1 million for your chelik, or you pay $1 million for my chelik. So it's a type of kaifin amida sedayim that why should we have confusion in dividing the business? This is a glatta way to do it. Whatever the makar. The Gemara asked the kasha. Rav Nachman said, "Less dina de good ayogut." Amalei Rav la Rav Nachman. The didach the amrit less dina de good ayogut. B'charu pasha sheniach lem aviem evru behema temeya keteraisim. You have a b'char and a pasha, and they have to divide. One gets 2/3, and one gets 1/3. And the father left them either an evakanani or behema temeya that you can't physically divide. Ketzad oisim, what do you do? So it's a little hard to understand what was this havamina. Amalei Rav Nachman Shani Aimer, you know, the Losh of Shani Aimer sounds like a big chiddush. Shani Aimer had this great idea. So Shita Mekubetz says, brings him to Rashba. He says, what's Rav Nachman's a genius? Shani Aimer, I thought of this great idea. We should work one day for the other. He's not a genius. First of all, it's the Beferish Mishnah, which the Gemara brings the next line. The Gemara brings that Beis Shammai already said, Beis Shammai was told, Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayim. You don't have to be a genius to realize that if two people own Eved B'Shutfis, so one takes them on Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday, and one takes them on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. They divide the days. So the Lashon that Rav Nachman is saying, Shani Aimer, and the Havamina of Rava, why he didn't think of such a simple Eitzah, that one day for him and one day for him, so that that all needs a Hesber.
Yes. Because
Pashut or Pashut is Taka Pashut, one day for the other, one day for the other. One day in 2 days, it's a big Yechid, it's not an equal division. That's what Taisa says. Okay. The Ketzais in Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sivkat Aleph, has his Yisaidistika Taira declare by Shutfim, where you have anything, a behema, an eved, a car, that you shutfim, in, and you divide it, Yoy Mechad Lezev, Yoy Mechad Lezev, it's one day by this person, one day by this person. What's the lumdis of one day by him and one day by him? Is the pshat that on the day it goes to, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, or Shutim. It's pshat that on Reuven's day, it's totally Reuven's. And on Shimon's day, it's totally Shimon's. That's how Shutim choose to divide it. I get it every other day. I get it even days, you get it odd days. On even days, it's totally mine. On odd days, it's totally yours. Or is the lumdis of a shutfis that the animal constantly belongs to both of them. Just that they have an agreement. You use my half on odd days, and I use your half on even days. But the animal is constantly in a state of belonging to two shutfis. This is the clair that the Ktsais has in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph. And the Ktsai says that this is the Ran in the beginning of Perek HaShutfim in the Darim. You say this thick Ran. It's a page in the Darim that has 4 lines or 5 lines of a Mishnah, and a gigantic Ran that's the whole page. And basically, there's a machlokes there in the Mishnah. If you and I are Shutfim in a behema or in a field, and a merchitz, and I get it one day, you get it another day. And then I make a neder that I'm not going to have enough from you. Reuven makes a neder, he won't have enough from Shimon, this should. Is he allowed to use his field on his day? Or not? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says he could. I made a neder, I won't have enough from my shut. But on the day that the behema is supposed to be mine, or the field's supposed to be mine, the merchitz is supposed to be mine, I can use it. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't use it. You made a neder, you're not going to have enough from him. So the way the Ran is masber, what's the machlaikis? It's this chakira. If you hold that with shutfim divide, let's say a merchitz, it's a bathhouse. I get it Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. You get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you learn that when I take it on Sunday, it's kula shali, it's totally mine. That's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov shita. That's totally mine. And the Mela, when we divide, that's how we're dividing. One day it's totally mine, one day it's totally yours. So the Mela, I have no problem with my neder. I say, I'm not going to have enough from you. But I could use the merchitz on Sunday, because on Sunday it's totally mine. The Chachamim, who asked her, they learned that I can't use it on Sunday. Because on Sunday, it's not totally mine. And the whole time, it's half mine and half yours. And since constantly it's half mine and half yours, so I can't have enough from it on any day because I made a neder. So I am losing my shutfis. So that's my own problem. I shouldn't have made a neder. But so that's the way the Ktsai brings from the Ran that is the machlokes tamar. Ktsai adds that this whole two ways to learn applies to everything except an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani who belongs to two people, this constantly belongs to the two of them. And a Chasi Eved, Chasi Ben Chayrin, where he works one day for himself, one day for his Adam, it's not pshat that one day he's an Eved, one day he's a Ben Chayrin. One day he's an Eved, one day he's a Ben Chayrin. That can't be. You can't have a person who one day he's an Eved and he's allowed to marry a Shifcha, and the next day he's a Ben Chayrin and he's allowed to marry a Bas Chayrin. Imagine, if you learn Pshat HaShut, this is that my day is totally mine, your day is totally yours. And your mafki, your half of the Eved. So this Eved is going to end up on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, when he works for me, he's an Eved. He doesn't put on tefillin. Eved is mechuyev mitzvahs like women. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, he's a mechayrin, he puts on tefillin. No? Could be such a thing. A person that goes back and forth every other day, one day he's an Eved, one day he's a mechayrin, one day he's an Eved, one day he's a mechayrin. Can't be such a thing. The Gemara asks, why chatzi Eved, chatzi mechayrin? Why doesn't he just marry a Bas Chayrin on his Chayrin day? Right, we're going to have in the next Gemara that he can't have children. Right, he can't get married. So the Gemara is a Gittin. Let her marry a Bas Chayrin on the Ben Chayrin day. The Gemara answers, Isurin Shani. What's Isurin Shani? Zaktik Tzais. Whenever there are Isurin involved, you can't jump back and forth. You can't make someone Ben Chayrin Eved, Ben Chayrin Eved. Chayrin Tfilin, Pater from Tfilin. Mutta B'Shifcha, Asa B'Shifcha. Mutta Bas Chayrin, Asa Bas Chayrin. Isurin can't go back and forth. So Zaktik Tzais. Therefore, whenever there are Isurin involved, the Lamdis L'Kuli Alma is that the person, the Eved, is constantly half Eved, half belongs to me, half belongs to you. On my day, he's also half mine and half yours. On your day, he's also half mine and half yours. He's constantly an Eved who's half mine, half yours. There's no one day that he belongs to everyone because it's Negev, Dina Yisur, it can't work that way. What? A shar could be a mood only on Monday. So that's not a shar. I'll tell you why. Because the shar is a... You have to watch him because he's likely to be mazik on this and this day. You have Gemara says you have a shar is mazik only on Shabbos. When he sees people dressed up a certain way, he's mazik. So you have to only watch him when he sees people dressed up that way. Because that's what he's a mood. Okay, I can't concise. So Tzai says that it's shayach to learn that it's konui mamish, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Mishnah say kaf naki, we pass me Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That it's shayach to say that it's totally mine one day, totally yours one day, except by an eved. How could the shar? You mean the shar? If I can mekadesh, yeah, it could be mekadesh to isha, but I have to tell her that this is a shar that has shibudim half the time to work for someone else. If she thinks she's getting something worth X number of dollars, it's only worth half that. It's a toss. So I can mekadesh an isha, but I have to tell her what it's worth. No, it's not cool because at least the way the tzais is not as the isur shani means isurim can't go back and forth. But the mamanis is mamanis. Bechar and Maisa Behema and all these things would be, I guess it would be the...
That's what
they build. Interesting. Shaila. What happens if you're not a Bechar? Let's say you and I own a Behema B'shuftis. I get it every other day, you get it every other day. It gives birth on my day. So it's my baby, the baby shower is only mine, it gives birth on my day. Stop it out with man. What? I shechted on my day, so I eat the whole thing my day. Well, kosher animal, you can still pay shechting. What happens if you have a chamar, and I get it Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, you get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It gives birth on a Sunday. If I'm a star, I get the baby. If a guy has the business on Shabbos, he can be open on Shabbos, yeah.
And even though he's getting a higher profit,
he has the whole profit.
We're doing the same thing over here.
That what?
That we shift this with the name on Sunday, whatever the days are. And if it's born, and that guy is on the day, why is it a Shabbos?
He should get the whole thing, you think?
Yeah.
Some status somehow. It's not what we intended. It's like potluck. Whenever it gives birth, you know, I'll get a doctor, I'll induce labor, and make it give birth on my day. Well, because that's our arrangement. My deal is I'm selling it to the guy for this day. If I just specifically sell the animal for its babies, of course it's sold. Okay, I'm not sure. Zakta Steitler from Agamara is a raya that it's gufay kadmi, that it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like the way the Ketzais brings that the animal belongs totally to one person and totally to the other person, because there's a rule: ein bechar naitel pishnayim beroi ki b'mulsik. A bechar doesn't get a double chelik in things that are potentials for profit. Only for actually present things that exist at the time of the father's death. the father dies, I once mentioned to you that most Yerushas today, except for real estate, most businesses or most money which is in a bank or money which is invested could very well be Roy. Roy means the father doesn't have it. It's owed to him. A Bukhar doesn't get Pishnayim for things that are owed to someone, only in things he actually has. The same thing with Tzchiras. If there's a property, they split. If there's income, Tzchiras income, the rental income, whatever income is going to come is going to be split 50-50. There are two brothers, Yarshan and an apartment house. The Bukhar is going to get Pishnayim, they'll get, but Kozma, they don't split until they get around to doing the Yerusha. Rental income comes in. That rental income, they split 50-50. Because that, at the time of the father's death was Roy. And Roy, you split. Zakta Steipler, in Agamar. You have a Behemet Tameya, and the two brothers make up, you get it one day, I get it one day. We could clear what's going on here. When I split up with my brother, and I say, he gets it one day, I get it one day. Are we splitting the goof of the behemoth? I say, you get the goof of the behemoth totally one day, I get it totally one day. If that's the way we learn splitting up a behemoth, that's called muhzik. We're defining something which exists. Something which exists. But if you learn, no, the goof of behemoth is always half mine, half yours. We're not splitting the goof of the behemoth. We're splitting the malacha of the behemoth. This behemoth could do malacha. So you get one chelik in the malacha, and I get one chelik in the malacha. If you're splitting malacha, that's Roy. That's not muzik. That's only something that's a potential. And a bechor wouldn't get pishnayim if you split malacha. A bechor only gets pishnayim if you split the guf habayim. You understand the idea? When you take an animal, and if you look at the malacha of the animal, that's like the rent of the apartment house. That's Roy. A Bukhar only gets two chalakim if it's muzik. Our Gemara says the Bukhar and the Pashat split, that it works for him 2 days and him 1 day. So at the stipler, that's a raya, that when you divide, you're dividing the guf ha-behema. I get the guf ha-behema for 2 days, you get I own this behema totally for 2 days, you own it totally for 1 day. And we're not just splitting the malach. It's a raya to the way the Tzayis Taka brings from Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that should be the halacha, that by a neder, I'm allowed to use it on my day, because it's totally mine. So from Asugya, it's mukhrach, that when we split, we're splitting the guf habayim. As a matter of fact, the stipler brings from, I think, 3 Rishayim, who learned that that's the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Listen to how they learn. Brings from the Ramban and the Rama and one other Rishi. They learn Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav told Rav Nachman Lididach. Now listen to this. Bechor Pashut. How do you split a behema? Rava understood that when you divide the work, that's Roy. That's not Mosik. When you divide work, it works for me one day, you one day. A Bechor won't get Pishnayim. Because work, it's like the income from the apartment house. That's not the gufa behema. That's a schar of the behema. So Rava said, how will a Bechor and Pashut split a behema tmeya? They're going to split the work? They can't split the work. Splitting the work, the Bechor won't get Pishnayim. And that's why it answers Taisus Kasha, why Rava asked Dafka from Bechor and Pashut, not Pashut or Pashut. His whole kasha was based, how do you split the guf ha-behema? You want to split the work of the behema? The Bukhar is not masking to that. The Bukhar is going to lose his extra chaylik. So how do you split a behema tmeya? How do you split an evet? So he was asking because it's Roy. Rabba came along, or Rav Nachman came and said, Shani Oimer. The Rashbi asked the kasha, Shani Oimer. You're saying a big chiddush. What's Ani Oimer? It's not a chiddush. It's Pashut. He works for him one day, he works for him one day. And by Bechor him 1 day, him 2 days. What's a chiddush? Zakta Ramban, it is a chiddush. Rav Nachman is coming to say that Shani Oimer, I say that a Bechor gets Pishnayim in the work. Because I hold that when you do shutfim divide, you're getting the guf ha-behema. You own the behema totally for 2 days, you own the behema totally for 1 day. So that's not right, that's muzik. So it's very geschmack, shani oimer, I say a chiddush. That when shutfim divide, it works for him 2 days, it works for him 1 day. Because ani oimer ha-mechadish, that you're getting, like the tzai said, and like the stifler said, that you're getting the guf ha-behema. So it's a very geschmack way to learn into the shakla v'tariya. It answers why chapsam b'chara pashit, and it also answers why it didn't say a case of stam shutfim. Why does stam say you have 2 shutfim? One owns 2/3, one owns 1/3. Why do you have to come with a b'chara and a pashit? You're still not learning hilchas yerusha. Why are you coming with b'chara pashit? So you have 2 shutfim. He owns 2/3. He owns 1/3. How do you divide it? The word didn't say that. Because the makshin, he understood, of course he could say it works for him 1 day and him 2 days. But the word is that the kasha was from Raya Muzik. He said, how's a bachar going to get pishnayim? If you divide days, that's only right. So that was the kamash malon, no. That it's a muzik, that you're dividing the gufa behem. So this is the stipulous piece on the Gemara, on Good or Yagud. I think it's some in your base in the new prints. And with this he explains one more Gemara, a Gemara in Cheskes Habatim on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says there that if you have 2 shutfim and 1 shutif tells the other Shmar li hayayim ve'eshmar l'chalam achar, you watch the shutfis today, I'll watch it tomorrow. So the Gemara says that they have a din shay mesachar for each other. That if I tell you to watch something 1 day, and 2 shutfim, I say you watch it 1 day, I watch it 1 day. So we're shay mesachar for each other, because you're giving me and I'm giving you. So Taisus de Sakasha, that's a Mishnah. Shemar li hayayim v'ashmar l'chalom achar. It's a Mishnah, I think, above a comma. That, what's the Gemara saying? A chiddush. It's a Mishnah. If I make up with you, you watch my house today, I'll watch your house tomorrow. When you watch my house, you're a shemar sachar, because you're getting paid, then I'll watch yours tomorrow. So Taisus answers that by shutfim, it's a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah says that by stam two people, you watch my house, I watch your house, you're a shemar sachar. But by shutfim, it's a bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush by shutfis? So Stipulah says, avart, because by shutfis you could learn, if I tell you watch it today, and you tell me you watch it tomorrow, maybe it's like a chalukah. It's totally yours today, it's totally mine tomorrow. So it's a chiddush, that by shmira we don't say that. By shmira we say, it's half and half, I'll watch it today, you watch it tomorrow. But by shutfis, a bigger chiddush. Because by shutfis, there is such a mitzias of making it 1 day mine and 1 day yours. Okay. Meisve, Gemara is another kasha. Yishechetzev ever chetzev ben chayrin. Oyved es rabba yaymecha, das atzma yaymecha, divrei b'silol. Yishama yaymrim, this is one of the, I think there are 18 places that we pass like Beishamay. In Shas, there's a Taisus and Menachis that counts out, I think, all the places. Or most of the places. Okay. I don't know if it's in the list. There. The kantem is rabbi is asma loita kantem. In the dine moment is he's not arguing b'sol, he's masking. But in the dine yisr he's saying there's a problem. Lisa shivcha eino yachol. Lisa baschayrin eina yachol yevatel halayla never ayel melu l'kiriv yiribish nemar leisayu baral shabbos yitzar l'kayfenis rabbi vayis naisei ben chayrin kais mishtar al chatsi damav l'chazur b'sil l'hayris divrei b'shem. On the eved. She's not machayim peruvu. Okay, so see Taisus. Taisus Shenema. Let's take a look at it. Just 1 second. First, the Shaykh is to the Gemara, because we're going to get sidetracked into the Chidushim of Taisus. So what's the Gemara saying? Why don't you say good on you? Good. So the Gemara answers over here, can't say good or good. Shani yacha, all good equal, all good like a. Who's the one that wants to go free the Eved? The Eved can't say good or good. Because he doesn't have he doesn't have the option. So, Mamela, there's no good or good. Why doesn't he have the option? So Rashi says, Shein Domim Leben Chayrim. At any rate, the Gemara says, the Gemara answers the Raya. But we learn here a tremendous Chiddush in the Gemara, that there's this mitzvah of Leisayu Barah. First of all, this mitzvah says no place else of Shas. I would think if a couple has a boy and a girl, they're mekayim peruvu, so potter, they're mekayim the mitzvah, and they have no chiyuv to go vayta. But the mitzvah of Leisayu Barah L'Shavis Yitzara is the makar that has nothing to do with peruvu. It's a separate mitzvah. Peruvu is one mitzvah, and L'Shavis Yitzara is the second mitzvah. So mainly, even if a person has a son and a daughter, he can't say, I have a son and a daughter, I'm potter now, I don't want to have more children. Still, there's such a mitzvah. It's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. It says a man, an alman, someone loses his wife. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that when he remarries, he should marry a bas banim, even if he already has children. He should marry a bas banim, a woman who's still capable of having children, to be Mekayim Laisayu Barah. It says if he's afraid that there'll be Shalom Bayis problems with the two families. Now, I don't know how you shut that up. I mean, Gemara doesn't say you should be afraid. Let's say the Metzias is such a Metzias where he feels that if he has another family, there'll be friction between the two families. So then he's part that he can marry a woman who's a Lav Bas Banim. That's what it says. It seems from Shulchan Aruch that even though Pur Ravu is not Nitzcha for Shalom Bayis, you can't push away Mitzvah Dereisa because you're afraid that you'll have a hard time. But it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that Lo Sayu Bara could be pushed off for Shalom Bayis issues, for Shalom Bayis reasons, which is a Chiddush LaHalacha. They could delay, sometimes families have a lot of friction in the family, a lot of children close together. The Tis of Shulchan Aruch that the Leisayu Barah could at least be delayed for these type of cheshbonos. Leisayu Barah is an extension of Puravu. Puravu is a mitzvah of having children. Leisayu Barah is even after you makayim Puravu. Puravu is deraisa, it's bigger than Leisayu Barah. Even though Leisayu Barah is called a mitzvah rabba, it can't be more than a deraisa pashas. So Pur Ravu is a deraisa. It's a mitzvah sasei. And then, once someone has a boy and a girl, to have more children, that's a mitzvah which we call Leisayu Barah. It's obviously just a smachta. It's clearly a separate mitzvah. From this sugi, it's clearly. Taisus asks, why does it bring Pur Ravu? Taisus is not saying it's an explanation of Pur Ravu. This is saying that's besides Puru Ravu. It's Puru Ravu and there's no Sabara. What? No, there's a Kiyam constantly Puru Ravu. The halacha is interesting. Puru Ravu is not a mitzvah to have children. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah to acquire children. It's not a mitzvah to give birth to children. It's a mitzvah to have children. Halacha is if a man has a son and a daughter, and his son dies, he says, B'chu, you have to have a son again. So it's not like shaking lulav. You shake a lulav and then the lulav gets destroyed, you're makayin it. But puravud halach is that a person is supposed to leave a son and a daughter in the world when he leaves the world. Now it's interesting, if he has a son and a daughter and the son has children and then the son dies, then it's still considered that his son is alive because the son is alive in his children. So he has no chiyuv. But otherwise he has a chiyuv. Now taisis, there are two taisis in here. A few taisis, but the taisis shenemar and taisis kaifin. We're going to focus on taisis shenemar and the chiddush of this taisis. even though the other Taisus also has chidushim. But let's focus on a shas chidush in this Taisus. Taisus asks, why does it bring pruvu? Why are you bringing in an asmachta drabbanim of the Shabbos Yitzara, which after all it could be a mitzvah rabba and everything? It's still a drabbanon. Why don't you bring puravu, which is a deiris? So the remefarish halfway through Taisus, the last word on the line, for remefarish l'kach l'nokah puravu, mishum depoter hu me'ais mitzvah kivan shehu onus. Puravu is an onus. He's potter. Kadeshi is chayivba, like a female the rabbi must say ben chayrin. We're not going to make his other make him a ben chayrin so he could create a new chiyuv. Dimkei b'chol avodim, lokof ram l'shachar of kadeshi is chayivu b'chol amitzvus. So we don't force an adin to free avodim so they can shake lulav and shame listen to shayfer and do all kinds of mitzvus. Same thing for puravu, we don't free. L'kach noch akrole say uvera mishum shehi mitzvah rabba. Mishmachi kafim. Chidushatzim. Taisa says that there are two chidushim in Taisus. One chidush is that legabe pruravu, the eved is an oynes gamor, and because he's an oynes gamor, we don't force the adon to free him so he could do a mitzvah which he's an oynes anyway. Because if so, we should free every eved. So that he could blow shayfer or listen to or shake lulav. Why is it that he's only mechayiv mitzvahs like women? He's free. He'll be mechayiv more mitzvahs. We don't free avodim to make them have new mitzvahs. By sayu bara, that's a mitzvah rabba. For a mitzvah rabba, that we free him. Now you understand, by sayu bara can't be a bigger mitzvah than a deraisa. Doesn't make any sense. By sayu bara can't be a bigger mitzvah than a deraisa. So the way you have to understand Taisus, we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Yosef Engel learns this way, that for a mitzvah that he's an onus, we don't have to, a person an onus, it's Rahman Apatre, we don't have to do things to give him a mitzvah. My Sayo Barah is a mitzvah for Tikkun Olam. It's a mitzvah it's a Tikkun Olam that there should be more Yidden in the world. That the more yin there are, the more. I had a friend who was in an airport. He was flying with. He has a large family. He had then about 11 children. And so when he flew to Eretz Yisrael, he saved his money by flying through a different country. So he was in a different country, waiting 2 hours with a bunch of kids running all over the place in the airport. So he said there was this. A German-looking woman sitting there watching all the Yiddish kinderlach running around like it was eating her up. So finally, after an hour or so, she goes over and says, "These are all yours?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "When are you going to stop already?" So he told her, "As soon as I hit 6 million. So the more, it's a tikkun olam dikkun mitzvah. I say over as soon as it hits it's a tikkun olam. So a tikkun olam dikkun mitzvah, it's more of a reason that we should, he's potter, he's an oynes, but nevertheless, we want that the tikkun should come about. Now, let's get back to the first. And I say there are two parts in the re. One part, the Lysay of Barah part, that's a mitzvah rabba, etc. By the way, there's a piece in the Me'adam Uzmanim. He's Mechadish, brings Rayas, that someone who adopts a child, even though he's not Mekayim Puravu, but Lysayu Barah, he brings Rayas that it's a Kiyam of Lysayu Barah. Interesting piece. But at any rate, so Lysayu Barah is one part of Taisus, and there's another part. We'll get back to both. The first part, there's a Chakira that Rabbi Chanan has in many places. The Stipler has here in Simin Yud and in Masechtas Menachos an identical piece. I think there's Simin Mem Gimel. He declares, when someone is an oynis in a kiyum of a mitzvah, is the pshat no problem? You're an oynis. You're off the hook. You're not mechoyin. Or is the pshat that, all right, you're mechuyev. It's a b'diavad, an onus. Is a person allowed to put himself in a matziv where he's going to be an onus in the kiyum mitzvah? Maybe an onus. I was just thinking about it this morning. Someone asked me a shaila last night. He's going to a hotel for Pesach. His flight worked out that during this Zman Bedika he's going to be on an airplane. So he's going to land, he's going to get into, but the first night, the night before Pesach, the hotel is so expensive, he didn't want to stay there. So the night before, he's staying in a motel for $100, you know, the night before, and then he's going to go to the hotel. So he asked me where to do Bedika. So he's really stuck, because he can't do Bedika in an airplane, even without a candle. You're not Makayim Bedika in an airplane. And even in a car, you're not Makayim Bedika. I mean, you have to check for Chametz, you're not Makayim. It has to be in a bias. And in the whole motel room, it also doesn't make sense. Because what's he doing Bedika for? He's walking in after this man, so he knows there's none of his chametz is not there. And to clean it, because he might find chametz on Pesach, he's not going to be there Pesach. Doesn't make sense in the motel room. He's flying, he's going to be unable to do the mitzvah. And Lamaisa, I'm going to have him make a shliach and do bedik in his house. Well, let's say that wouldn't be possible. He being a matziv, well, he's an oinis in doing this mitzvah. He's in an airplane. What's he supposed to do? Are you allowed to put yourself in such a matziv in lachatchila where you know when it comes time for the mitzvah that you're going to be an oinis in the mitzvah? This is the klar that they klar if an oinis is pata legamri or if it's just a bidiyavit. So the stifler brings the chakira here, and he brings a raya from the re in Taisvis. Taisvis says, "At pur ravu, you can't force the adon to free the evan." Now, when that means on that is chayiv in pur ravu. When we say a woman is evan is mechayiv mitzvah kenoshin, that means mitzvah seishas mangrama and evan is pater. Pur ravu is not a mitzvah seishas mangrama. Women are pturis for totally different seres hakasim, derech ha'ish l'kvaish, for the different pasuk. Eved is mechuyev be'etzem and pur ravu. He's an onus. So Taisa says, we don't free him from because of a mitzvah, he's an onus, just like we don't free him to do a mitzvah asei shazman grama. We're comparing pur ravu, he's an onus, to mitzvah asei shazman grama, where he's pata legamri. Zakta Stipler, it's a raya that an onus is the same as a pata legamri. Just like a pata legamri, it's not a bidiyavet. A woman in the mitzvah says, my grandma, it's not a bidiyavet, she's a pata legamri. Or Yisrael in the mitzvah of a kuna, not a bidiyavet that he doesn't do the mitzvah, it's his pata legamri. So if you're an onus, you have the same din that you're a pata legamri from the mitzvah. That's the Stipler's raya. From our Gemara. The Stipler wants to be titled this in a Mardechai, which is very lahalacha. The Mardechai is brought in Simin Yud Gimel in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Mardechai says that if you're going on Shabbos and your tzitzis rip, not only in the street, even indoors, a person in the whole corner, the whole thing falls off. Definitely possible. Normally, your patient can take off your baguette. If your tzitzis rip, you take off your baguette. What's the way to get out of it if you want to take off your baguette? I mentioned it early this year. The mafker, good. Right? I mentioned earlier this year that everyone knows a lulav has to be lecha, has to be lechem. Gedilim tassel lecha. There's another eight. So if you mafker your baguette, you also part. But we're talking now, you don't want to be mafker. If you want the baguette, you're going to fix it. So your tzitzis rip. What? They can take it. You mafkid, anybody can take it. They can take it. Exactly. The try it. You mafkid your bag. You see. What? You
hold
it. You have to be kind of a kasha. You can't be mafkid something.
Why not?
That's good. All right. No, no, you can. You never bar karfe. There's no kinyan bar karfe in the person. You cannot be paying something against your will. At any rate, someone sits this rip on Shabbos. They rip during the week, you take off the beggar. If they rip on Shabbos, says the Mordechai, no problem, you can keep on wearing it. Why could you keep on wearing it? So the Mordechai says, the way the disciple understands it, the Mordechai says, because on Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis on the beggar. You can't, it's not sarah melacha b'raisa. You can't put it on. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, loy silbish beggar b'li tzitzis. It doesn't say that. It's only an asay. It's an asay of the gdilim tas lacha, of asis lacha. You should put on tzitzis. On Shabbos, you're an oinus. You can't put on tzitzis. On Shabbos, you can't put tzitzis on a beggar. So you're allowed to wear the beggar. Zuchta Steifler. Aha! You see, it's not a b'di'evet to be an oinus. If it's a b'di'evet, you should have to take it off and not be an oinus. Not a b'di'evet to be an oinus. You're allowed l'chatchila to wear the beggar on Shabbos, the Mordechai says. Even without tzitzis.
You had to wear tzitzis, don't take it off.
What?
You had to, you don't take it off.
But it's not that the Mishas Arab. Mordechai was in Mishas Ayachim, you don't have to. Mordechai was the Elah, put it on. There's no issue. Now we are noyig midrabbanon to be makbid to take it off on Shabbos too. But we pass like the Mordechai, that at least in a Torah, there's no obligation. So this is a raya that an oinus is a real oinus. Oinus is a real p'tor. Comes Rabbi Yosef Engel, Nasan Dairaisa, it's a very nice sefer. And they have it printed downstairs with miluim in the back. The miluim are thicker than the sefer. Because Nasan Dairaisa are like 15 chakiras, all shas chakiras. One chakira is this chakira. Simen Yogimel is the chakira, is an oinus, a potel, a gamri, which is the b'diyad. So listen to how he learns. He makes a pshara. He says, on a mitzvah bein adam lamakim, in oinus is pata lagami. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba betruna and b'riyaisav. If you have a person who's an onus, not pshar is chayiv in the mitzvah and he's an onus, pshar is he's pata lagami from the mitzvah. On a bein adam lamakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mechayiv anusim. But on bein adam lachaveiroi, let's say he gives it the easiest example, Prius Bachayv mitzvah. I have to pay you, Reuven has to pay his Bachayv. Reuven has no money, he's an honest. So he says, Potel Lagabri? Not Potel. He's Chayiv to pay. He doesn't have money, but he's Chayiv and he's off the hook, he doesn't have money. The Chayni says, and every Ben Allah Chaveiroi, your Chaber is entitled to the benefit. If you can't do it, you're an honest. So he's still entitled to the benefit. If you're an honest, you're an honest. The Mela, listen to how he learns Tysus. Tysus says, you don't free Avadim to do Pruravu. You do free Avadim to do Loisayu Bura. So to be a of angle. What's the difference? If you say an Oinus is Pato Lagamri, and I don't have to free my Eved to do Pruravu, so they say the same thing on Loisayu Bura. Say, the evidence Patel is an onus on Loisayu Bara. He's an onus on Puravu, you're right. He's an onus on Loisayu Bara also. So it's like he's an onus on one, he's an onus on the other. What's the difference? Sakhtar Yosef Engel Geschmack. Puravu is a main on Lamakim Dikim Mitzvah. Kish Baruch Hu is Mitzavi, you'd have children. But Loisayu Bara, Lashavis Yisara, is a Tikkun Olam Dikim Mitzvah. It's a main on Lachaveira. So on Pruravu, if you're an Oinus Gomor, you're Pato Lagamri. We don't have to free an Evet for that. But on Loisayu Bara, which is for Tikkun Olam, the world is entitled to this Tikkun. So even if you're Pato, you're an Onus, but this the world is still missing the Tikkun of Loisayu Bara, the Shabbos Yitzhar. So that Kiyum of Loisayu Bara, that we still want you to do. So for that, we free the Evet. This is his Yisai. Granted, this is the get to Pesach Sheni also, because if somebody is an oinus on Pesach Rishon, he's chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So that the Torah is mechadish. Even says Pata Lagamri, why is he chayiv? The Torah is mechadish that the Pesach Sheni is chayiv. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings Claire, it brings about Tanura. In Mishnayis, who Claire's, it's based on a Gemara. If somebody was an Oinis on Pesach Rishon, and then on Pesach Sheni, he was a Peshea, he didn't bring a carbon. Is he Chayiv Karis? On Pesach Sheni, he's not Karis. Pesach Rishon is Karis. But you could do a Tashlum on Pesach Sheni. So he says, right, if you hold an Oinis is Potel Lagamri, if you're an Oinis on Pesach Rishon, so there's no Din Karis, period. Now you have a mitzvah Pesach Sheni, that is no Karis, it's an essay. However, if you learn that an Oinis is Chayiv, it's a B'di'evet, but Be'etzem is a Chiyuv. So then when you were an Oinis in Yom Tov Rishon, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish you because Oinis Rechmana Patra. But you can still pay it back Pesach Sheni. If you neglect to pay it back Pesach Sheni, now you have no time of Oinis on Pesach Rishon. And you mechuyev in Pesach Rishon itself, the person's chayiv karis. What? Well, it's a tashlumin for the first chiyuv. That's what he's learning. No, he's learning that now. He's learning that's a tashlumin. It says sheni tashlumin derishon. That's why the old chakira of a person's not bar mitzvah in Pesach Rishon, he becomes bar mitzvah in between. He's not mechuyev. He wasn't mechuyev originally. So it's not tashlumin. It's only a din tashlumin. I once mentioned to you a machlekes the Sman, the Taz. If someone's an Oinis Gomor for davening, if there's Tashlumin, someone's an Oisip B'tzarchi Tzibur, or he's an Oinin the whole time of a mitzvah, if there's Tashlumin on the by the next one, there's a machlekes the Sman, the Taz, and also Sabelus, Simin Shin Mem Aleph, I think. If someone's an Oinin, he can't daven, he's part of davening. His father passed away, he's busy with the base. And they do kfura, it's already after Shachris. Does he daven two minchas? So you all know, nobody's made to daven two minchas. Why not? So the stipler says in one line to look at the Taz and the Sma, v'yesh lefalpel. The Yosef Engel, I think, says it out clearly. Because we paskin that an oinus is a patur legamri. You're totally parted. If you're totally parted, it's not tashlumin, because you weren't mechuyev. A bar mitzvah boy doesn't daven two ma'arivs, one for today's mincha. He's potter for mincha. Same thing, an oinein doesn't have to pay back because he was potter l'gamri. What? There's only tashlumin on somebody who's a shayin. What? That's what we spoke about, that really the patur is only if you're the entire time you had a patur. Yeah, the entire stretch of the chiyuv of that. Okay, so there's so much for chatzi eved, chatzi bechayrin. Let's learn one more toshma. Shnei achim, echad oni ve'echad asher, v'iniach lehem aviyah merchetz u'beis habad. Father left them a merchetz and a beis habad. Ason l'schar, haschar le'emtza. If it's a merchetz that's made to rent out to the public, so the schar goes le'emtza. What does it mean, oson l'schar? Looks like it's Rishonim what it means, oson l'schar. The Rambam says, if the father built it to rent out, that's called oson l'schar. However, the father, if he built it to be a public merchitz, then you rent it out, and you split the money. Taismis, which is printed on the Amid Beis, says Lav Dafka Oson L'Star. It doesn't matter. The father built it. Who didn't fill Oson La'atzmai? El Shemaitza La'haskir. It means it's suitable to rent out. If you have a bathtub in your house, that's not Oson L'Star. But if it's suitable for public to be a public bathhouse, so Taisim Mo'mustaver. Who cares what the father made it for? That is what it's right for. It's hard to understand the Rambam. But Oson L'Star Askar La'emtza Oson La'atzmai. If it's made for private use. So now the Ani, how many times are you going to take a bath already? You know, there's 168 hours a week, so he gets to take a bath for 84 hours. The stomach doesn't want to take a bath for 84 hours. Yeah. Asher, he's got plenty of avadim, plenty of people to use the bathhouse. So it's not a fair chalukah. So Gemara says, tough, hurry, Asher, I'm a lo Ani. Kach lecha avadim, v'yirchitzu, b'merchitz. I get it 84 hours, you get it 84 hours a week. I'll use up my 84 as you want. Buy yourself a avadim. Be'ir chitzu b'nerchit. V'kach v'chazesim u'bava asa v'beis abad. So the kasha is, the usher was happy with this arrangement. But the ani, why didn't the ani say good ayabud? So Gemara says, you're right. Tasanami good ika akud leka. The ani could say good ayabud. But he doesn't have money. What's he going to say good ayabud for? Zakta Rambam. So they split. He gets, let's say, 84 hours a week, and he gets 84 hours a week. And the 84 hours that the ani's merchitz is empty, could the usher use it? In those 84 hours, the Lashna Rambam, what? So the Lashna Rambam is that he could use it. Yechal halav v'chadi. He says, Lashna, he could use it and be happy. But then out of his alachasa, Pashas, that's the reason. The merchitz is empty anyway. And he could even, so the usher gains double. His half he has big use from. And even the ani's half, when the ani's not using it, so he has a right to use it. And the Mukiyasis says the Farish that he could use it. So really anyone has a right to use it. So it's a little shver. The Mukiyasis, we had above a Kama, the Chaf Aleph, Senen of his Alechaser, we had a Machlaikis Rishainim. If Lechatchila, I could go and sleep in your house, and you want me not to, I tell you, tough, Senen of his Alechaser. If it's Lechatchila, it's only B'dieved. And once I slept in your house, you can't make charge me. Muki Yosef there held that you can't lechatchila go and sleep in someone's living room and tell him Zenhan is alechas. If he stops you, you have to not do it. Or if someone has a bench in front of his house, he writes, nobody's allowed to sit here. Muki Yosef's shita is that you can't sit here lechatchila. You sit here, you don't have to pay. If someone says don't use it, you're not allowed to use it. It's a sphere of lechayra to this Mukiyais. The Mukiyais here says that the Ashir could go in the Ani's time, he could go to Lechatchila and use the Merchitz.
Isn't it like the water dirty? Isn't there some sort of
desire
in there?
If there's a chaser, I think that Mukiyais is Ashir is an Amzal chaser. So if there's some chaser, you're right, right? So Mukiyais probably means that the other Ashir is Lechatchila. What? The whole matzah, why is it different than every Zen has all? So it could be that shutfim is different. If you hold, I would say the other way, if you hold the shutfim holds everything, each shutfim owns everything totally, everything halfway, but owns everything. So it could be by shutfim is different. When you're not using it, the only reason I have to let you use it is because it's not practical for us to both use it. So it could be that that's pshat tekel. Okay, I suppose that shutfis is different. Shutfis. Okay. Actually, yeah, we'll try to make some more headway, Mr. Shum, tomorrow. I hope you'll continue to push ahead.